From the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, I would like to start at verse number 14. Where Jesus is given a trilogy of parables, and because of time restraint, I'm not going to do the first nor the last. I just want to focus on the middle one. Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I soweth not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury or interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'd like for us to look at a thought this morning. What are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with what you have? So many times we fixate ourselves on life and we look at life from the lens of, I don't have this, I can't do that, I'm not able to acquire this, I'm not able to do this or that. And many times we overlook the very things that God has blessed us with. We overlook the very things that God has entrusted to us because of our dissatisfaction about what we don't have and what we aren't able to do. We put so much attention on those things that we don't even pay attention to the very things that we have in our hands. I used to hear the late, great S.C.W. Gibbs Jr. say, you know, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry. And you don't miss your baby, he says, till she says goodbye. Amen? Okay. Let's look at this parable and just go through it and see if we can understand what Jesus is implying through the teaching of this parable. In verse number 14, he says, for the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is described now as the church, the body of Christ. Jesus gave this plea and taught this when Peter stood up in Matthew chapter 13 and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 16, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the church. Jesus is describing here what the kingdom of heaven may look like, or an aspect of the kingdom of heaven. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man that's traveling into a far country. Well, the man that's traveling into a far country is being described now as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming to the world. He is getting ready to exit the world, and he's telling his disciples and all of us that there will be a day when I am going to leave. But when I leave, I'm going to put you in charge. I'm going to give you responsibilities. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country. Who put the price? We have been born into the spiritual family not to sit and take our leisure. We are not born into the spiritual family for us to find a comfortable seat in the church. Well, ain't nobody sitting in here right now. But we're not born into the family to find a comfortable seat in your house. We are born into the family to carry out the work mission that God intended for the church to carry out while he is away. And we thank God that he's gone into a far country and he's been tarrying a while. But before he left, he called his servants. Everybody who's been born of the water and of the Spirit has received the call. Everybody who's been born again has received the call. Every person who knows the Lord Jesus personally as their Savior has received the call. And since we got the call as servants, he has deliberately and intentionally and individually delivered unto us his goods, those things that he equips us with. Those things that he gives us the ability to do. Everybody in the kingdom does not have the same ability. Let me say that again. Everybody in the kingdom does not have the same ability, but that's okay. God gives everybody what he gives them based on his knowledge of their ability to execute what he gives them. and he's not going to give you something that you cannot execute. He is not going to give you anything that you cannot use properly. So he's only going to give that to you that you are capable of handling. No more and no less. And so he's delivering unto them his goods. Now what an honor, what an honor, what an honor it is for the master to be leaving away, going into a different world. But before he does, he calls those that belong to him and he entrusts them with the most precious thing that he has. He gives them the most precious thing that he possesses and he leaves it in their hands and gives them the responsibility to do with these things like I would do with these things. Use these things like I would use these things. Take advantage of these things like I would take advantage of these things. And he goes away into a far country. Now, when he calls them up, the next verse he says to them, now one of them he says, now you have great ability. You have great potential. I can see what you're capable of doing. And so I'm going to give you 5 talents. Because I know that you are capable of executing 5 talents. I would insult you and you would feel discouraged if you have the ability to use 5 talents and I only gave you 1 talent, or I only gave you 2 talents. You would feel like you're not being properly utilized if I didn't give you what you were capable of using. So I know what you can use, so I'm going to give you 5 talents. And then he sees his other servant, and he says, now I know that you are a great worker. You have a great heart. You have great love for me and my man. But he would be doing the 2-talent man a disservice if he gave 2-talent man 5. He'd be doing him a disservice. He would not be helping him. He would be overwhelming him with more than he can handle. So out of the love of the master, he gives him what he can handle, 2. And then he says to another, he gives 1. He does not love the 1-talent man less than he loved the 2 or 5-talent man. He loves him just as much. But he knows that he only can handle 1. He can't handle 2. He doesn't need to handle 5. He needs to take advantage of the 1. So he gives them, as scripture says, every man he gave them according to their several ability. God blesses us based on our several ability. Everybody doesn't have the same ability. And that's okay. We need everybody in the kingdom doing the work that they have been entrusted to do. And the other work that they weren't entrusted to do, don't worry about that. Everybody's not called to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody doesn't have the ability to really reach the masses with the word of God. But if he gives you that ability, then you need to use that ability to touch those that God has given you the ability to reach. He gives the ability, and straightway he took his journey. Now, it is an honor. There is no greater honor that anybody can receive than to know that God has given you a gift. God has blessed you with ability. God has given you resources. God has given you influence. God has given you health. God has given you wealth. Well, we used to have wealth. God has given us everything that we need. And he makes sure that we have all that we need. And all that he asks is that we recognize, one, where it comes from. You are not where you are because of your intellect. Who gave your intellect? You are not where you are because of your intelligence. Who gave your intelligence? You are not where you are because of your degrees. Well, who gave you the ability to learn? You are not where you are because of the color of your skin. Who made your skin color? You are not where you are because how tall or short you are. You are where you are because God has given you exactly what He wanted you to have. And so, he leaves. The Bible says then, it's interesting, then, which is an adverb of time. Then. When? Then. When was it? Well, then, when he got it, when he recognized the awesome responsibility that had been trusted on him, when he recognized how fortunate he was to have been given the opportunity to act on behalf of the master in his absence, he then, when? Immediately. The one that had received the 5 talents. He started looking like, okay, I got 5. What can I do to help the master out? What can I do to bring value to the kingdom? And so he went then, immediately, and traded. He started exchanging. He started working. He started networking. He started using what he had to make more. He took what he had, bought something, and traded. And then made something else. And he took that and traded and made something else. And he traded that. And then when he looked up, he had 5 additional talents. God had given him 5. He went and used the 5 that he had. And with his ingenuity, with his determination, with his work ethic, with his several ability, he figured out a way how to bring more talent or more value back to his Lord. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also immediately went out. He went out and used what he had. He went out and started trading with his 2. He started exchanging. He started working. He started finding people and circumstances and situations that would allow him and enable him to grow what he had. And with that ability, with that effort, he gained also another 2. And this happened, by the way, as soon as they got it. You know, it's one thing to appreciate what you have. But how do you show your appreciation for what you've been given? It's how you use it. How do you show your appreciation for what has been bestowed on you? It's how you use it. And if you don't use it, then you misuse it. How many children have grown up in privilege? Grown up in privilege. Never having to work. Not at all, because everything was provided for. Never having to worry about anything. If you needed clothes, you got it. If you needed books, you got it. What you need a car? You got it. Whatever they felt, your parents felt like you needed, they would give it to you. But the worst thing that can happen is you can have all of that bestowed on you and you do absolutely nothing to show your appreciation for that has been bestowed on you, all of the sacrifices that has been entrusted into you. You do absolutely nothing to show how much you appreciate it. You actually think you really deserved it.
You act like they was doing only what they supposed to do. But I want you to know there are a whole lot of children who don't have parents with the ability to invest in their children like yours were. And yet, you won't even take advantage of it. You won't even use it to bring glory to the name of your parents. You won't even do anything to bring glory to the name of your parent.
So he that received the one. But, Jesus said, but. He got it. He was in the lineup. He was called in. He was endowed this special honor. He was given this privilege to work on behalf of the master. The master gave him what he could use. He couldn't use two. He'd be overwhelmed. He couldn't use five. But God doesn't love us less when he only gives us what we can use and handle. But he received the one. And watch what he did. He took the one that he had, dig a hole in the earth. He had to mark the spot where he dug in the earth to cover it up really good so nobody can come behind and stumble upon or find accidentally what he hid in the earth. So he covered it. He dug a hole. He buried it. He put it in the earth and he hid his Lord's money. He hid it. He acted as though he didn't even have it. He acted as though he had never received it. He put it away from him. He put it out of his handling. He did not want the responsibility of having to try to deal with it. So he buried it. He buried it in the earth. He dug a hole and hid it away. He hid it away. You know, it's a shame. It's a tragedy when God has gifted us. And maybe you didn't ask for the gift. Maybe you didn't ask for the responsibility. Maybe you was okay just being a servant without the responsibility. Maybe you was okay just being a servant, being left alone. But he endowed it on you. But I didn't ask for it. No, but you was entrusted with it and you were responsible for it. And like that one, how many children of God have just taken what the Lord has given them and hid it, buried it. Nobody knows it's there. Nobody knows what you can do. Nobody knows what you can offer to the kingdom. You zip your lip. You stay far enough back so nobody might ask you to do anything. You don't want to be engaged, not because you don't have the ability, not because you haven't been gifted, not because you can't deliver, but you don't want to deliver. You don't want to bring more than you have to the master. You don't want to bring an increase of these gifts. And so you bury them. You bury. You dig a hole. You put what the Lord has given you in the hole. You mark it. So if you ever ask about it, you can get back to it and give him what he gave you. The Bible says, so after a long time, the Lord of those servants coming. Long time. I love this. Long time, after a long time, and you know what? We ought to be thankful that the Lord God has not come back yet.
You ought to be thankful that the Lord didn't come back 5 years ago when you was caught up in this. You ought to be thankful that he didn't come last week. Some folk thankful he didn't come yesterday.
He tarries a long time. And by him tarrying, you see, Jesus uses three examples showing two doing well and one doing bad. But that script could be flipped.
You see, there are those with 5 talents who have hidden their stuff. God has blessed them, and they are nowhere to be found. They have all type of ability, and they're doing everything for themselves and absolutely nothing for the Lord. You ought to be glad that the Lord hadn't come back yet. Because you got time to get it right and start utilizing the talents of the Lord.
And then there are those who ought to be glad, who, like the one talent person, have come to themselves and recognize, you know, I'm not doing anything like I know I could be doing for the Lord. I am not using my giftedness like I could use my giftedness for the Lord.
And you come to yourself, and because he's been tarrying a long time, you repent. You got time to get it right. Change your mind about what you've been doing and start using the master's talent the right way.
Oh, thank God that he tarries a long time. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. He tarries a long time.
But one of these days, one of these days, he's coming back.
And when he does, he's coming back for a reckoning. He's coming back to find out exactly what did you do with what I gave you.
What did you do? I know I've been going along. I've given you plenty of time. You could have lost it, gained it, lost it, and gained it again. I've been gone so long. You could have hid it, dug it up, put it to you, because I've been gone a long time. It's time now to reckon with them.
So the Bible says, so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents. Now watch this. He came with the 5, and he came with another 5. Listen to this servant. Listen to what he said.
He said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents.
Wait a minute.
You gave me 5 talents. Lord, you gave me. Sometimes we don't recognize that everything that we have has been given to us. We go through our entire life thinking it belongs to us. We think it's used just for us. We think we have the say-so over it. But this servant said, Lord, you gave me. And whenever we forget that the Lord has given us something, whenever we act like it's our stuff, whenever we act like it belongs to us, my ability, my talent, my money, and we forget who gave.
What do you have that has not been given to you? What do you have that has not been given to you? Can you name one thing that you have that wasn't given you? Well, I paid for it. Well, who gave you the money? Well, I made the money. Who gave you ability to make the money? Well, I worked on the job. Yeah, but who got you up?
Who set you on your way? Who gave you the ability to do what you do?
Then there's absolutely nothing you have that has not been given to you. It is tragic for us to go through life thinking it's mine. This servant said,
Lord, you deliver son to me. You put it in my hand. 5 talents.
Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Look, Lord, look,
look, Lord, look, you gave me five. Lord, look what I got for you, Lord. Because this is for you. I did it for you. I was working for you. I was doing this for you. Lord, look at it. Here it is. Five more.
Listen to the Lord. The Lord said unto him, well done.
You're good and faithful servant. Well done. Because you've been faithful over a few things. You've been faithful over a few things. Now, I am going to make you ruler over many things. Wait a minute. Now, you entrusted him five. It seemed like that was a lot. The Lord said, that ain't nothing. I know I gave you five, but that ain't nothing. I gave it to you to see what you were going to do with it. Can you handle it? Because I got something else for you. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Watch this. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Wait a minute. Joy of the Lord. Interesting phrase. Joy of the Lord. Come and experience life like I do. Come and participate in life like I do. Come and in receive the comfort like I do. You earned it. I don't want you to be a servant anymore. I'm going to make you a ruler. And then I want you to enjoy life from my perspective. Boy. Then the Bible says, he that had received two talents came and said, Lord, again, acknowledging where it came from. Thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents besides them. Look, Lord. You gave me two. And I took those two and I worked with those two. And now I got two more. Listen to the Lord. He says to the servant, Well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You know, there is a certain excitement and enthusiasm that those two servants had about doing the Lord's work. They got it from the Lord. They felt the privilege of getting it from the Lord. They recognized it wasn't theirs, and they immediately went to work with it. And because of that, there was an enthusiasm that they had about working for the Lord. Where is the joy in working for the Lord? Well, there used to be a time when folk used to be happy to go and do good works. Where is that day now? You know, one of the things I love about seeing what's happening with this pandemic right now in this country is that so many people have been moved to show and demonstrate acts of kindness that normally would not be shown were we not all be in the same situation. Everybody has to watch out now. See, this thing doesn't care whether you're black, white. It doesn't care whether you're rich, poor. It doesn't care whether you're young or old. And since everybody is affected, it's caused everybody to have a different viewpoint of humanity. We're looking at each other differently now. Doing for each other sacrificially now. I just pray that just continues to spill over into the body of Christ. And we see so much fruit come from just going through the challenge that we're going through. So he that received the one talent came because he had to come. He came because he had to come. He was called to the reckoning. This was not a voluntary meeting. Servants, if you get a chance, would you please come by the master's home? And would you please come by when you get there? No! You need to bring yourself up to the castle, to the big house. You need to be here by 10 a.m. The master's back
And he wants to know, what have you done with the stuff he gave you? So he had to come. He had to come. So then he which had received the one talent came. And while he was standing there, he had to watch the five talent man with enthusiasm say, Lord, look what I did for you. He had to watch the two talent man with enthusiasm say, Lord, look what I did for you. And in all that time, now he has to give a report. All he had was one. Then he that received the one talent came and he said, Lord, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man. Now, you a hard man, Lord. See, you're reaping where you has not sown. You want to get a crop from someplace you don't even put a seed down. And gathering where you have not straw, you want to get some stuff from some place that you don't even have no influence in. And I was afraid. And I was afraid. Just going to be honest with you now. You know, you call me up in this place and you put this on me. And I'm saying, Lord, now why do you want to put this on me? This is just going to cause me trouble. I was afraid. And because of my fear, I went and I hid your talent in the earth. And when I heard you was calling us, and I got the word, I went and dug it up. Because I had it marked real good. And lo, there thou hast. That is that. Here's what you gave me, and here it is. Wow. This is what you gave me, and so I'm giving it back to you. The Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant. Now listen. Wickedness denotes disobedience. You are disobedient. Slothfulness means that you don't have any urgency about it. Not only are you disobedient, but you don't have any sense of urgency when it comes to me, my cause, and my work. Thou knew that I reap where I sowed not. You knew that I gather where I sow not. You said it with your own word. That ought to have motivated you to do something. He says, you know, with the next verse, you ought to have put my money to the safe. If you just took it to the bank. Don't go to the market, take it to the bank. And then at my coming, I would have received mine with a little interest. And you know if it's in the bank, it's going to be a little interest. Okay, because they don't pay nothing. All right, but that'd have been better than just bringing me back what I got. Then he says, take the talent from him, give it to him which have ten. Wait a minute. Give it to him which have ten. For unto everyone that hath, watch this, everyone that hath what? Hath the courage to use what I give them for my glory. Everybody who has the willingness to work on my behalf, they're always going to have and some. It's going to be given. And you're going to have an abundance. But from him that have not, meaning I have given you what you need, but you act like you don't have anything. You act like you can't bring any value to me. You act like you can't do anything for the kingdom. Then when you act that way, what you have is going to be taken away from you. Boy, how many people who was very gifted, had great ability, but they didn't use it right. They abused their bodies. They didn't take care of themselves. Most talented people that you've ever seen. I know I went to school with some of the most talented people that I've ever seen. Played basketball, baseball, could be making millions of dollars, could have made millions of dollars if they just left the bottle alone. If they just left the drugs alone. You know, but because they picked up those habits, they wasted away their gifts. Wasted away their ability. Could shoot hoops all day long, but they wasted away. Had smart minds where they could keep things in their mind, but they wasted it away. And the Lord says, now cast ye this unprofitable. He made no profit for me. He is unprofitable to me. Cast him in the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What are you doing with what you have? You see, right now, you're probably feeling like, some of you, like, you know, if I had this, you know, some of you waiting on the stimulus check. If I can only get stimulated, you know, and I'm going to be well, you know, and then you didn't get the stimulation you wanted. And so now you're all upset and you want to know what everybody else's stimulation was. And well, now how you get more than me? Why are you getting more than me? What are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with the ability that God has given you? What are you doing with the resources that God has given you? What are you doing with the talents that God, what are you doing with your influence? Are you using it to draw people to Him? Are you using it to pull people from Him? What are you doing with what you have? It is my prayer that the words that you've heard today will sink deep into honest hearts, that you'll receive them as they were intended, and that because you still have time, thank God for time, thank God that He's still tarrying, you can change your mind about what you have been doing with the Lord's goods. You can change your actions and attitude and start moving in the right direction, and you'll be able to see Him and hear Him say, well done, well done. You know, I was wondering about you for a moment. I saw you when you took that detour. I was wondering, were you ever going to get it back on the road? But you came back to me. You allowed my spirit to cleanse you once more. And now look at you, my servant. Look at you, my servant. I pray that is your situation.